This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. And on this week's episode, we're going to be focusing on the new modified division that was held at the Fork Tryon just this past weekend. We'll be hearing from Alison Springer, who won that division, and from Tremaine Cooper, who was one of the two course designers there. And we'll hear first from the runner-up of that division, Will Zuschlag. And we have just one item of news for you this week, that the USEA has just announced the new Worth the Trust Sports Psychology Scholarships. This includes one scholarship for adult amateurs and one for the young adult amateurs. And the purpose of this is to help them overcome any mental challenges involved with the sport through the help of a sports psychologist. The first of these scholarships will be announced at the annual convention later this year. And you can find more information by going to the website on the homepage at useventing.com. Will Zuschlag from Greenville, South Carolina, finished runner-up in the modified division with Go Happy on a score of 31.40. After adding just 0.4 time penalties on cross-country and then one more time penalty in show jumping. Will joins me now. He's actually on the road heading south after the event this weekend, back down to Ocala, Florida. Will, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me here.
Well, we want to talk about finishing second behind Alison Springer in the modified division with Go Happy. It's a horse that you've been out on a few occasions this year at training level, so it might be like a natural progression, I would imagine, for this horse to try the modified as the stepping stone. Talk a little bit about your reasons behind choosing this division.
Well, I entered her in the modified division because she'd been competing fairly well at the training level. She'd been scoring really well in the dressage, and she was having a rail about each show jumping, but the cross country was great. And so we kind of wanted to move her up, get her up to the prelim level, because I think she'll show jump better with the larger jumps. But before we moved up, I wanted to have something kind of in between, and I knew the training at the Fork was going to be something she would do with ease, but I thought the prelim might be a little bit too tough for her, so I thought the modified would be a good in-between step for her to go ahead and take that. And I thought it would also be a great time for me to run the modified division because I didn't know when I was going to be able to do that next, and was looking forward to running this new level.
So it obviously went well for you. You finished very closely behind Alison after dressage too. Is that pretty consistent with what you've been getting out of her for dressage?
I think it was pretty consistent. I think she could have done, it was a big atmosphere and she was a bit sharp. And so I think she could have relaxed a little bit and scored a little better. She's been scoring the training at around 22s pretty consistently. And so I was looking to get a little bit better score out of her, and I think she could have relaxed and been a little less tense and scored better. But I think for the facility and for her experience level, I think I was very happy with how she went.
Now, what about the course? We're going to be hearing from Tremaine a little bit later on, but I want to hear from you about that track and what your expectations were and how it met those expectations and how it actually rode, Will.
I don't know that I had too many expectations going into event. I really didn't know what to expect from it. I thought it would end up riding like a really hard training or a pretty easy preliminary, and that's about what it did. I liked it a lot because everything was pretty straightforward, and the questions that were asked were all something that a horse could solve fairly quickly, and I thought that was great. So even though we had some more complicated questions than we've seen in the past, I think everything was set up in a way that the horses could really figure it out quickly. And I think that helped her as just a good confidence run before she moves up to the next level.
And in terms of how it rode and the type of fences that you had to jump, talk us through the track, Will, and how it came up, you know, one after the other, how quick it was for you, or was it at the right pace for you? Just to give us a little bit more insight into how that track worked for you.
Yeah, I think the track worked really well. The first four jumps before AB were all kind of in that Derby field area, and then we started coming away from that and going down the hill toward the back, which I actually had to slow her up a bit because it was just a little, it was all a downhill gallop, and she tends to be on the forehand a little bit anyways, and so I had to slow her back a lot for those jumps in the back, and that took a bit of time. But I think overall the track ran really well and it was fairly smooth. I really enjoyed the water. I thought that was great because it was complicated enough, but it was all very straight. So there was no option for her to have any or do anything else or have any mistakes because it was all straightforward. She could figure it out really quickly, which I liked a lot. And then kind of came back around the bottom of the property and came up toward the Derby field again. And we had a few jumps that were kind of circular, which is something that I was kind of expecting at the fork. I ran the AECs last year and it was a lot of twisting and turning in that Derby field. So the modified had several jumps in the field toward the end in a big, huge circle. And I think those all went really well as well. So I was very happy with how it all rode and flowed. And I liked that they put some of the harder combinations at the end, which really helped her get into a rhythm and be able to figure everything out.
And how about the footing and the time? Because you were just a little bit over the time, maybe not too much to worry about for you, but how about the actual track, the footing and the time itself?
I thought they did really well with the footing, but like I said, going down that back hill, there was a pretty steep downhill with several jumps coming downhill, and that was a little bit slick, and it was not quite as settled. I think the footing can be a little bit more settled, but I think that's just something you get at a new track. It hasn't had time to really get worn and become as secure as it can. So I did slow her down a lot coming down the back hill, and then as a result had to try and catch up to get back onto our pace again. So I think the footing could have been better on that back hill. Because we had so much rain coming into it, it kind of softened up the ground a bit. And so I just took that used more caution than I really maybe even needed to, but decided to play it safe coming down the back hill.
Now, how about the show jumping there? You got that pesky little time penalty, but otherwise jumped clear. How did that course ride? Talk us through that. What you took away from that for her to move you up the level?
I thought the course rode really well. I thought it was fun for her to be able to get into that big arena. The first day we got here, I walked her near the arena and couldn't get her under the archway even to get near the gate. And so we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to get her into the arena. And she got in there, and I think the big atmosphere kind of got her a little sharp, which I think actually worked out well for her. I think it helped her become a little bit more careful. I thought I was doing great on the time, actually. I wasn't really going for the time because I didn't think it was going to be a problem. I thought I rode it at a good pace. And I actually talked to Allison after her round because she had 6 time penalties with one of her horses. And she said that one she thought she was doing great on the time with that one as well. And I had some time. So I think both of us may have just gotten drawn out into the corners because it is such a big arena. It's easy to kind of get out and not be as quick about your turns as you maybe should be. But I thought it was really good, and I thought it was a great course because it was challenging enough that it replicates something that you would see at the preliminary level without it being quite as big. I thought that was very good.
This really suited your purpose with her for this outing then as a stepping stone up to prelim. What would you say your biggest takeaways were from it and riding in a modified division, the first one that's been available in this short series? What would be your biggest takeaways, Will, and what would you say about, you know, to others about riding in that modified division, why it works so well as a stepping stone?
I think it works really well because it provides you a safer way to make that jump, because the jump from training to preliminary is a fairly big jump. And I think some horses, like Gelding, handled it great. It was not a problem. He was definitely ready to move straight from training to preliminary. But this mare, I think she just needed, she's a bit younger and a bit greener, and I think she just needed a little bit another run to kind of get her confidence up, but something that was still going to be able to challenge her, because I think the training was just too easy for her. But I think she's not quite ready for the preliminary. So I think this provided a really easy way for her to be able to have a bit of a step up, but at the same time, not make as big of a jump, if that makes sense. So I think it's a great level, and I really enjoyed having it as an option for us.
Now, do you have other horses that would be able to benefit from this modified division as well right now in your barn, Will?
I do have another horse that's going to come along, but he's coming back from an injury, so he may not be till the fall before he gets to do this. But right now, she's the youngest one that I have going currently. So I won't be doing any modifieds for a little while, but hopefully this fall I'll have one that kind of comes and can do some of the modified. We're kind of looking for a training level horse to move up, and so I may be able to do, maybe able to take him to the modified as well.
Okay.
So this fall, I may have a couple.
All right. Tell us who you train with, and what are the horses that you have, Will?
I've been working down in Florida this winter with Karen and David O'Connor. I've been working and riding for them, which has been an amazing experience, and I've learned a lot. I also have, as far as my other horses, I have an off-the-track thoroughbred, the younger one that I was talking about, whose name is Tyvin. And he's a great horse, and I think he's just been having some soundness issues, so we kind of took him out and haven't ran him for a while. He's just been kind of hanging out at home. And then I have a Dutch warm blood named Southern Command, who ran the 2-star this weekend at Fork, and he had a great run. It was actually our first 2-star, and we're looking to take him to Young Riders this year, which will be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a busy summer ahead of you then, Will, and getting off to a good start with the mare there. Go Happy by finishing runner-up to Allison in that modified division. Thank you very much for taking the time to come on the program, and the best of luck with the rest of the season.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Tremaine Cooper was the course designer for that modified division, and he joins me now. Tremaine, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, a nice new course there, the modified division, starting something completely different for you. So you have a clean sheet of paper. How did you approach this, Tremaine?
Well, actually, Mark Phillips and I both sort of collaborated on all the courses at the Fork this spring. And there's basically a big derby field and then another couple loops. So we had the track sort of set. And we basically went on the premise of if it was a little bit hard for training and easy for prelim, then it would be spot on for modified. That was sort of how we looked at things when we tried to figure out complexes and stuff. And it seemed to go quite well.
So you had to strike a balance then to hit somewhere in the middle there between those two. Some are calling it a half star. And finding that happy medium that wasn't asking too much or too little. In terms of obstacle selection then, how did you go about that, thinking what would be the right mix for this given the terrain and the conditions that you have there at Tryon?
Yeah, I mean, we had, for instance, you know, we had a corner on training, which was fairly straightforward. There was a jump beforehand that sort of got you to the corner at the right line and the right stride. So we were doing everything we could to sort of help you. The modified had two corners, I believe. One was out of the water, a couple strides after the water, and one was after a coffin. And again, they were quite, I think, 4 or 5 strides after the ditch for the coffin. So it wasn't, a preliminary intermediate question, but it sort of turned it up a little bit of a notch and didn't help them quite as much in presenting that question.
And then in terms of the combinations and all of that kind of selection and given the terrain that you have there, was it somewhat simple in a way to come to that conclusion because you were striking between those two divisions, something new, but at least you had some bookends, if you will, to guide you?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. The one thing that I think going forward we need to keep an eye on, I mean, we had the prelim set in our mind and the training where that was going to be, so we could sort of, you know, strike the balance right in the middle. But I hope going forward for the future modifieds that this doesn't give license to make the prelim any harder or the training easier. I think it's important we keep the standard of those levels right where they are and fit the modified right in between them.
And this, of course, is the first of five in the series in this first year of the modified division. It's something that the FEI are actually talking about now. Do you see this expanding, though, given the response that you had there and the reaction from the riders? They seem to have taken to it very well. In terms of the growth of this division, how do you see it going, Tremaine, given the feedback that you got from this first event?
I mean, I think if the FEI goes ahead and the sort of modified division, what's now the modified, becomes a new one star and everything moves up so the existing four stars are five stars, or become five stars, then it makes a lot more sense. So I think once that happens, we'll probably see it catching on quite a bit. I do think that for now, I mean, I think it's great that some organizers are sort of sticking their necks out a bit and, you know, putting on the division. You know, it's right now, it's probably not going to be the biggest moneymaker, but once it becomes popular, then hopefully it'll become more of a success.
And as the course builder, course designer, how did you feel that actually rode, Tremaine, this weekend at the end of the day? Were you happy? Would you have changed anything? Would you do anything different next year?
I mean, we'll just play around with it next year. But I think, you know, I thought it rode quite well. The horses, you know, that I saw go around, you know, looked like they probably could have gone around a straightforward prelim, probably. But I mean, they looked quite comfortable doing it. I didn't see anyone struggling with the modified. But you know, if you have a young horse or you feel like you need another stepping stone, then it's there for you.
Absolutely. Well, I think two made the time of the 14 that completed. So, and the reaction was very good to it as well. You had the conditions. And, of course, you have so much countryside there to choose from, Tremaine. But you said you'd already, between you and Mark, decided exactly the layout for this. And would it go anywhere different in the future?
Well, one thing just with back to time, I don't think that not making the time, I don't think that's necessarily a problem. You know, I think it's not sort of a God-given right, so to speak, that everyone make the time. And I'd much rather have the people sort of be comfortable jumping the jumps and then worry about the time instead of learning to jump the jumps and staring at their watch all the time, which kind of, in my mind, isn't the right way to, you know, learn about cross-country. But that being said, there's, you know, one big derby field and then sort of a couple loops that you're sort of stuck to the loops at that piece of property. So, you know, we can easily reverse the loops and then, you know, you can do all types of things in the big derby field and try not to make it too twisty, but, you know, have a different feel for it next time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show and giving us your thoughts on that, Tremaine, and the inaugural modified at the Fork at Tryon. Thank you so much for your time.
Excellent. Thank you.
Alison joins me now, having arrived home back at her training base in Virginia for the summer. Alison, welcome back to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And congratulations on that win this weekend, winning the inaugural modified division there with your very nice grey mare. What does that mean to you in terms of her career? Because I know that you were running a prelim up until now with her since last fall, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you actually stepped back for her. What was the thinking behind that?
Yeah, she had, you know, she moved up to preliminary actually at Surefire last fall. She had she has a successful record. She's actually bred a dressage horse, but loves her. Loves the jumping, loves the cross country, but a little slower to, I would say, mature than like a thoroughbred business Ben, who's the same age, who is actually thinking about moving to intermediate that weekend. But they both moved up to prelim last year, Ben a little earlier than her. And her first prelim last year was tough. Surefire is a really tough, big course with terrain, but that was in the fall, and she was great. I think she had a top finish there. And then she went to Loch Moy Great course there, and she had a top finish there. And then she went to Virginia Horse Trials and won the preliminary Area 2 preliminary championship. She was the only horse to show Jack Queen. So she had three real tough prelims, and I had hoped to take her to CCI One Star down at Ocala Jockey Club and felt really confident about doing that because she had had some tough prelim runs. And but I didn't realize you had to do four prelims to be qualified to do that. So we couldn't go. So that was her season. And this year, you know, I did a little showing in Wellington, and the first event out was the first Pine Top Intermediate, where I went preliminary, and the preliminary was borderline an intermediate course. It would be a great last run before moving up to the next level. And she had two different stops. And she went back, you know, going into the coffin, and then there's a really big, huge roll top with brush on top in the second water. And she went back and did both of them, but she just seemed greener coming out this year. We got sidelined about this winter because she got this very random hematoma on her chest, like a third boob, and had to, you know, drain for a while and had to sit out. It was just kind of an ugly, random thing that happened. So, you know, she was a bit just greener, slower starting this year. And I knew that, and I really should have put my other, you know, the Thoroughbred Business then back down into the prelim. I ended up not running him cross country because it's just, you know, that A side, AC side, it's pretty windy. You know, you wind around, they're tough courses. They're tough enough courses. And I think maybe because they're not as gallopy and it's not as great to get, you know, a horse out, you know, like we're used to with the cross country. So I thought it was really wise to put her in the modified, and just, and the modified was every bit of prelim, just not as big at tables and whatnot, but they had quite a tough coffin with a corner coming out of it. And the second water, you know, jump into water over fence and six drives to a corner coming out. So we had some legit questions on it, and she was really confident and great cross country. So I just thought it was a super decision to do that with her. And I feel really good about just having her go prelim again. I mean, she's a class horse, and, you know, I think that's really good to do for them, just to, you know, go down a level and let them feel great. And, you know, I did run her at a training level after that Pine Top, because the owner, Natalie Epstein's her owner, and had a scratch of one of her horses, so she had an entry. So I did the prelim training, but really the training, it's such a gap between training and preliminary that, you know, she cooked around the training course, and it really wasn't much for her to do. So it wasn't really the preparation and confidence building that I wanted to get back to prelims. So the modified was a brilliant choice to have at the fork for her.
So it really served the purpose then for her education. And talk a little bit about that as a class now, and where it will fit in, because it is a brand new division. And is it something that you would use for the other horses? It's kind of a half star, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's great for riders moving up and horses moving up. There's a huge gap between training and preliminary. I was on the Board of Governors of the USCA for a number of years, and I actually voted against having this division, because it didn't seem like, why are we going to make another division? Why don't we have preliminary training? And, you know, we already have a prelim training. Let's just get people to use that better. But truthfully, there's such a huge gap between training and preliminary. You know, just having someone do the preliminary show jump. I mean, they could just do a preliminary combined test somewhere. Like, it's a big gap to suddenly do preliminary show jumping and then stay at the easy level of cross country. It really, you know, Mike Huber is the one who kept pushing for it. And then during my time in the Board of Governors, I got a lot more involved, obviously, with Pro and whatnot. And Pro is always very concerned about, the betterment of the sport, period. And so many of us, you know, we have customers that, you know, that were struggling, you know, moving up to the next level. You know, they were career training people, but, and maybe getting a little bored, but prelim was too big a step. And, this began to make a lot of sense, and I was really happy to be still on the board when we voted to approve it. And so that's where that division fits in. It is the perfect, it's a very needed additional level, because it is the biggest gap is between training and prelim for sure. And I think that this closed the gap a little, so that's good.
Well, clearly you've switched around to the thinking that this is a welcome addition to the divisions there, Alison. And what I'm curious what the other riders are thinking about this now, because that was just 11 in that division. This is the first one of like five that are going to be run this year. Can you see the riders getting more behind it and the numbers of those modified divisions being available?
Absolutely. You know, I think the number of those, I think the riders will definitely get behind it. The number of competitions that actually offer it, you know, it is a big ask for a venue to have to put in another course for sure. You know, I think, but because we, you know, the Tryon was in a unique position, or the Fork was in a unique position, and we didn't actually share many jumps with training or preliminary. We did share some jumps, but it was a pretty unique course to that division. So I think that's going to come down to, you know, the organizers wanting to invest in, you know, another course. But I think people are really going to sign up for it, and it's a needed thing, and I think it's going to help eventing in this country and keep our customers happy and coming back and more.
And as you said, it will obviously help horses coming up through the levels, or if they have to come back down, to give them the confidence to make that step. And so I'm curious about the actual track itself there at Tryon. We know that the terrain is pretty good there. It's becoming an increasingly popular venue at the Tryon International Equestrian Center. Talk us through the actual track and whether it was the questions you would have expected then, Alison, that, you know, when you walked that track for this mare.
Yeah, the track was very, very good. It was I thought it was well thought out. I thought it's exactly what you want to do. And like I said, for horses that you are moving up the level, I think it's really good. You see a number of even advanced level horses that do best when they get to maybe drop down a level and do an intermediate and feel like a rock star before going on to the next major competition that you know is going to be real tough. I certainly did that quite a bit with, you know, Destination Known in his first year at advanced. His first advanced was Pine Top, which is a great advanced, and then his second advance was a CIC 3-star at Red Hills, and that was the year that Red Hills was just insane. And he went clean, and he jumped everything, but I knew it was a big eye-opener, and I talked to Philip about it. I'm like, I think I'm going to go intermediate at Fair Hill, and just, you know, because they had some nice ditches, you know. And so he went down and rocked around that and felt real confident, and then he went on to can't remember if he went on to Bromont or Jersey that spring, and I think it was Bromont. He had a top finish there in the CCI, so that was a really good thing to do. And like I said, with Fair Boy, I wanted to do exactly the same thing. I think she's such a class horse, and you know, sometimes when they're, you know, they need a good confidence boost. Like I said, I did the training at Full Gallop, and I'm like, it was sort of a waste of time for her cross country. Yeah, she kicked around and had a fun day and she enjoyed herself, but I didn't feel like the challenge was there enough. And certainly the challenge was there at the modified, but not quite as high a level. I did think that the cross country was more challenging in the modified than the show jumping was. The show jumping seemed a little spot, but maybe that's just because I've been jumping this mare down in Wellington and whatnot. The only thing, you know, I wasn't thrilled about with the division is that the modified dressage test as is more challenging than the prelim tests being in the small arena. So, you know, I thought that was funny. I do think the modified dressage test is more challenging than the prelim right now. And I think it would be different if they put it in a large arena and had the medium canters just go, you know, to S or R or whatever, just three quarters of the way down, because as is in the small arena, you do a lengthen down the long side of the canter and then trot right away on the short end and lengthen the trot. And the walk, you do two half diagonals in a row, and that's very hard. You know, that's really tight in a small arena, but I think they'll work out the kinks. I think the test is good itself, just not in a small arena. But it's a much needed division, and I'm really grateful that Mike Huber stuck to it and pushed it through, and I think people, it's going to be great for horses going up the levels, and riders, be they young riders or amateurs trying to move up to the next level for the first time. It's a really necessary thing.
So what will you do with this mare now? She's just 7 years old. As you say, she's a warm blood, bred for dressage. And having done this modified division now at this time of the season, what will you do next with her? How will you take her up the levels?
Yeah, she's signed up for MCTA preliminary. That's the next event that I can get to with the stack of young horses. And then, you know, she very well might do, you know, maybe she'll do a one star this spring. We'll see how it goes. I think with young horses, it's important that you're building confidence and they're understanding every step of the way. So I don't like to get too ambitious with long-term goals. Like I said, when I wanted to take her to the Ocala Jockey Club CCI one star, I actually made that decision pretty late in the game. It was after she was a preliminary champion, Area 2 champion. I was like, gosh, this mare is going really well. Like, she's, you know, just tackled some, you know, three tough courses in a row, and it was end of season. So you learn so much about them as a young horse, and I think she's just a bit slower starting out this year after her break. She's still young, so you know, probably I needed to start her at a modified, which wasn't an option yet, and then get her up. But like I said, it wasn't even in my mind to start her at training at the beginning of the year, because training's, you know, such a big gap below the preliminary. So live and learn. But she feels, I'm grateful that I ran her. She feels confident. She feels ready to go back up prelim, and feel really grateful to be riding such a nice young horse.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot now, Alison. I know she's a keeper. You really like this mare. Is she four-star potential for you?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think you ever know till you're
till you get there.
Till you're intermediate. You know, you don't really know if they're going to be upper level until they're kind of two-star. I think every step of the way. But she's a great horse, and we'll see. We'll just see what happens with her. You know, we originally bought her for Natalie, a young horse for me to produce for Natalie. And, you know, since then we've bought Natalie some really nice young horses. And Pharaoh is just, she's been a slower horse to develop, all in a good way, but she wasn't quite ready to become, you know, an amateur's ride quite yet. So, you know, Natalie's one of my very best friends and wonderful supporters. So we just want to do right by the mare and see what's best. You know, if that means she eventually ends up being Natalie's next best horse, that's amazing. If she ends up going through the ranks with me, that's amazing. If she ends up being sold to someone else who's her perfect longtime person, you know, I think all those options are open. And I think, you know, in this program, we want to do what's very best for the horse and see them flourish and be their most happy. And, you know, it's a gift to work with Farah, and she's going to end up doing whatever's best for her and what she wants to do.
Always the best for the horses, Alison. And of course, you're producing so many of those nice young horses, and hopefully more of them will be going in that modified division. Then I know you'll be promoting it now.
For sure.
All right, well,
for sure.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the program. And again, congratulations on winning that modified division.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you'll find an article by Leslie Mintz about this division, along with the full results, on the website at useventing.com. And that's it for this week's episode. Be sure to follow us on social media for the latest news and updates. And you can also subscribe to this podcast in the iTunes podcast store to download it to any mobile device so you can listen to the show anywhere. And that's it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening.